Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live drum and bass FX lesson on filtered impact layers, built and performed in session view. Here's the mindset shift first. In modern DNB, an impact isn't just a boom. A great impact is an event with a timeline. A tiny click that tells your ear something just happened, a short chest hit that gives weight, a noisy or metallic identity that sells aggression, and then a filtered tail that tells the listener what size the space is. And we're talking fast, roughly a tenth of a second to maybe under a second for most club-ready impacts, unless you're going cinematic. Today you're going to build an impact rack in session view so you can audition layers quickly, perform the vibe with macros like it's an instrument, resample the best takes, and then drop the printed results into arrangement for precise placement in your drop, fills, and switch-ups. Open Ableton Live and go to session view. Step 1. Set up your tracks like a pro. Not like a junk drawer. Create a new audio track and name it Impact Transient. Now duplicate it 3 or 4 times and rename the copies to Impact SUP, Impact Noise, Impact Metal or Foley, and optionally Impact Tail. This naming sounds basic, but it's actually the whole philosophy. Every layer has a job. If two layers do the same job, you don't get bigger, you get mush. Up at the top, set global quantization. If you're doing drop impacts, set it to 1 bar. If you want to fire quick stabs for fills, set it to 1/4. You can change it later, but pick a setting now so session view behaves like a performance tool instead of a random launcher. Create 2 scenes. Name 1 drop, 1 impacts and the other fill impacts. Quick DNB placement tip while we're here. At 174 BPM, big impacts, love bar 1 beat 1. And then you can punctuate on beat 3, or even the end right before the drop for that last inhale. Now choose your source material by roll. For the transient layer, you want click and punch. Think rimshot edge, stick hit, a snare transient, a synth click, even a tiny vinyl crack snap. Keep it short, like 20 to 80 milliseconds. And if it's a clean one shot, turn warp off so live doesn't smear it. For the sub layer, this is weight, not a bass line. Sine hit, 808 style thump, low tom, short boom. Usually 80 to 250 milliseconds. Keep it mono friendly. Warp off is often best, but if it's a weird resampled boom, Complex Pro can work. Just listen for any fuzziness or timing smear. For the noise layer, you're building air and aggression. Noise burst, filtered break slice, hat wash, Reese noise, anything that gives you that PSHH and movement. Around 100 to 400 milliseconds is a great starting point. For the metal or Foley layer, this is character. Industrial hit, door slam, ride crash chunk, stabby resample. 80 to 300 milliseconds is plenty. You want it to read, not to ring forever. And if you add a tail layer, this is your space signature. Reverb tail, reverse reverb, filtered Atmos swell. This one can be longer, 300 milliseconds up to 1200 milliseconds, sometimes more, but in DNB you usually want it controlled so it doesn't smear the snare and groove. Now we build the processing. Stock devices only, and we're going to keep a consistent logic so all layers feel like one impact. On each impact track, add this baseline chain in this order: EQ8, auto filter, saturator, glue compressor or compressor, and utility. Same order on every layer is a big deal. It means you can troubleshoot fast, and you can get consistent family sound across different impacts. Let's tailor each track. On impact transient, in EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope that clears out low junk that will fight your kick and sub for no reason. Then add a small presence lift around 3 to 6 kHz, just a couple dB, medium Q. You're not trying to make it bright, you're trying to make it readable in a dense mix. In auto filter, use a low pass 24 mode. Set the cutoff somewhere like 7 to 12 kHz to control harshness. Keep resonance subtle, like 5 to 15%. Because resonant clicks get piercing fast. In saturator, turn soft clip on, drive 1 to 4 dB. Then trim the output so you're not lying to yourself with louder equals better. Glue compressor, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 4 to 1. Only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Glue, don't kill the transient. Utility, consider narrowing it. Width 0 to 50% often works, because transient information in the center reads more punch than wide. Now impact sub. EQ8, low pass around 120 to 200 Hz. The sub layer's job is not full range. If there's hum or a weird ring, notch it. Auto filter, low pass 12, cutoff around 120 to 180 Hz. Resonance low. This is optional, but it can help keep the sub layer consistent. Saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB with soft clip on. If it gets fuzzy or loses note definition, back off. You can always add aggression in the noise and metal layers instead, which is usually a better move. Compressor. No sidechain usually. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, ratio 2 to 1. The goal is to control the boom length without flattening the punch. Utility. Width to 0%. Mono sub. Always. Set gain so it hits but doesn't become your whole low-end relationship. An impact should support the drop, not replace your kick and bass balance. Now impact noise, the star of the filtered impact vibe. AQ8. High pass anywhere from 500 Hz up to 2K Hz depending on how airy you want it. If it's harsh, slightly reduce the top with a shell for around 8 to 12 KHz. Auto filter. Tri-band pass 12 or high pass 12. Set frequency to live somewhere in the 1.2 to 6 kHz zone and plan to move it. Resonance 20 to 45% for that DNB bite. If you want extra edge, explore filter drive modes and add a little drive. Now the pro part. Use the filter envelope. Put envelope amount around 15 to 40% with a fast attack and a medium decay. You want that PSH that opens then closes, not a long whoosh that steps on your hats. Saturator. 3 to 8 dB drive. This is where the aggression lives. You can leave soft clip on for control or turn it off for more hair, but watch your levels. Blue compressor. Fast attack. Like 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Release auto. A couple dB of gain reduction. You're taming spikes and keeping it consistent. Now impact metal or Foley. AQ8. High pass 150 to 400 Hz. Then find the clang area around 1 to 3 kHz and lift gently if it needs presence. If it hurts, nudge 3.5 to 6 kHz. Metal layers are awesome, but they can slice your face off. Auto filter. Low pass 24. Set cutoff in the 2 to 8 kHz range so you can make it brighter or darker per scene. Resonance 10 to 30% gives that peaky rave metal attitude. Saturator. Go harder here. 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on if it's too spiky. Optional if you want jungle crunch. Add redux very subtly. A little downsample, tiny bit reduction, just enough to rough up the edges. Now if you're using impact tail, AQ8. High pass 200 to 600 Hz. Tails get muddy instantly. If it fights the snare crack, dip 2 to 4 kHz a touch. Hybrid reverb. Pick hall or plate. Decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Mix 30 to 60%, unless you're building a pure tail, in which case you can go fully wet. Then put auto filter after the reverb. That's your filtered tail. Low pass 12 is a classic, and later, we'll sweep it down over time. Utility. Widen the tail, like 120 to 160%. This is where width belongs. Your sub stays mono. Your tail provides the stereo story. Now let's make session view actually do magic. In your scene called Drop 1 Impacts, put one clip on each track. So one transient sample on the transient track, one sub hit on the sub track, and so on. When you launch that scene, it triggers all layers at once, like a designed impact. Before you get excited and start resampling, tighten timing. This is where most people lose impact power. Open each clip and adjust the start marker so the transient hits immediately. If a layer has a tiny fade-in, it might sound smoother solo, but it'll feel late in the full stack. Then align with micro timing. Use track delay if needed. If the metal feels late, try negative 5 to negative 15 milliseconds. If the sub blooms late, try negative 2 to negative 8, or shorten its fade-in. You're trying to make the hit feel like one object, not a flam. Extra coach tip. Don't rely only on track delay. Try nudging the clip start offset itself by tiny amounts. That keeps your compressors and reverbs reacting naturally, instead of shifting the whole processing behavior later in time. Microshifts can make the impact feel more forward without making it louder. Now, clip envelopes. This is Session View secret weapon for filtered impacts. On the noise and tail clips, go to Clip View, Envelopes. Choose the auto filter device and automate frequency. Draw a curve, for example, start high, like 6 to 8 kHz, and sweep down to 1 to 3 kHz over 200 to 600 milliseconds. That gives you the classic hit then darken movement that feels aggressive and controlled. Or flip it. Sweep up into the impact for pre-drop tension. That can sound insane right before bar 1. Now build variations. Don't overthink. Duplicate the scene 2 times and make 3 versions. Impact A clean. Impact B darker. Impact C distorted. In clean, keep saturation lower and cutoff higher. In dark, pull cutoffs down. Maybe widen tail a bit. In distorted, push drive on noise and metal and maybe shorten the tail so it punches instead of washing out. Next, group everything and make it playable. Select all the impact tracks and group them. Name the group impact rack. Map group macros so you can perform. Here's a strong macro set. Macro 1 controls noise filter frequency. Macro 2 controls metal filter frequency. Macro 3 controls tail filter frequency. Macro 4 controls saturator drive on noise and metal together. Macro 5 controls tail reverb decay. Macro 6 controls transient level. Macro 7 controls sub-level. Macro 8 controls global width, mostly on tail and noise, using utility. Now, when you turn a few knobs, the whole impact evolves like a design sound, not like 5 unrelated samples. If you're on Live 11 or 12, take this further. Save macro variations. Make snapshots like clean, dark, slam, tiny, wide. That way you're not drawing automation, you're switching states. It's like having an impact preset system you can perform in real time. Before resampling, do one important boring thing. Gain staging. Pull the group fader down so your loudest impact peaks around minus 6 dBFS on the resample track. This keeps saturation behaving predictably and helps avoid intersampled peaks later when you normalize or limit. Also do a quick mono audit now, not at the end. Put a utility on the master temporarily and set width to 0%. If your impact loses all attitude, your character layers are probably too side-heavy or facey. Fix it early. Now resampling, the fun part. Create a new audio track called Resample Impact. Set audio from to your impact rack or master if you prefer. Arm the track, set monitoring to in. Hit record, then start launching scenes in session view while moving macros. Perform it. Don't just trigger one thing and stop. Do a full minute. Try different bars. Try a lighter punctuate hit. Try a darker switch marker. And yes, do one deliberate mistake move, like an extreme filter sweep or too much drive. Sometimes that's the one that becomes your signature transition. Optional advanced motion tip. Do dual filter movement. Let the clip envelope do the big sweep over 200 to 800 milliseconds, and then add a tiny auto filter LFO wobble, like 2 to 8 Hz with a very small amount. It adds life without turning into a gimmick. Once you've recorded, chop your best takes into clean one-shots and short events. Name them clearly, like D&B Impact A1 through A5. Trust me, Futuru loves good naming. Now move into arrangement and place them like a D&B engineer. This audio version is shortened for playback.